Punkanoi Worldwide. If you had a chance already to listen to that Booze and Glory interview, the one I did with Mark, well, I included a portion of it. It's already out here on Punkanoi Worldwide, the podcast, so audio. We threw on some new stuff from Booze and Glory, speaking of being here for new stuff. So go check that out if you'd like. Coming up this week over on the Punkanoi Worldwide, the POW YouTube channel. The whole thing will be included in video format for your viewing and or listening pleasures. So jump into that. We've got three episodes this weekend. I got this one ready to go. I'm a little behind. I would like to have had the interview done yesterday or Thursday, really. But yesterday was the goal, Friday. And instead, that's coming out along with this today, because I would have liked to have this one out today, the second one out, or this one yesterday, rather. The one that'll probably be out first thing tomorrow morning, I would like, I might even be a little bit later than that. Trying to pack it all in as best I can. Point is, three of these coming. This one's ready to go, so let's check out some new tunes from June. First up, our friends in One Fall out of Salem, Massachusetts. They put out a new four-track EP called Cut and Run, came out on June 5th. Make sure you check out the other three tracks. They're great. Did an interview with Helen and Phil on SLC Punkcast episode 295. That was December of 2022. They were new as a band at that point, and I can't believe it's been that long since I've had them on the show. The band features Helen McWilliams, a.k.a. Hellion, formerly of Tijuana Sweetheart, then Phil Hunt of Drug Blood, Giant Target, and then Caleb Wheeler of Razors in the Night and Giant Target, and finally Darren Lurie of Malaya Rage. So that's the band. They're found at Facebook, on Facebook rather, at OneFallMA, and it's the same on Instagram, OneFallMA. Check them out, follow them there. One of those four tracks we're going to listen to right now, it is Lights Out, Love, and Class Warfare. So let's get the show going with One Fall. Gang backgrounds. Helen's got a wonderful voice, just perfect for their style of punk. So good. They always are putting out great stuff, and I recommend it highly. So go check them out. Next up, we're going to get to Agent. I was starting to read the album title, Agent 51 with Age of Validation. There we go. They originally formed back in 1995 in Poway, California. This is their first release in 21 years, including six bonus tracks from the rest of their catalog. You can find them at Agent 51 Official on Facebook and Agent 51 Official as well on Instagram. Age of Validation came out on June 6th. We played at least one of the singles as they were kind of leading up to this release. Well, now the band's out of San Diego. We are going to throw on the track, I Believe. So let's get to it, Agent 51. That was awesome. I Believe, that's on the Age Validation EP. Not EP. that's what I think they originally released like late last year with some of the tracks, rather. I don't know why I said that one. The Age of Validation LP that came out on June 6th. So next up, we got a pair of London bands, first of which our pal Rude Boy Groot pointed out to me that Anabolic Steroids dropped a new release, Happy Nightmares. Came out also on June 6th. The band originally formed in the late 70s, splitting in 83, but reassembling in 2012. So they've been together about 13 years again. We are going to get to the band first at Anabolic Steroids over on Facebook. Find them there. The track that we are going to get to from their new release, Happy Nightmares, is called Do It. So new stuff from Anabolic Steroids.
But it ain't a surprise that I need to be free. Freedom is what you make it to be. Don't let your place my autonomy. Apart from my right, dismiss what you say. If I wanna do it, I'll do it my way.
Do it, do it.
God is controlling me. It's not your place to replace my autonomy. I call a right, dismiss what you say. If I wanna do it, then I'll do it my way.
Great stuff. Glad when bands like that get back together and then still keep doing it, pun intended. Great stuff, though. Go check out the full-length Happy Nightmares. There's some cool punk rock and roll there. It is 9 total tracks. Go enjoy it. I enjoyed it. It's over on the Bandcamp page. Next up, we are getting to the other London band, the band Your Heterosexual Violence. Yes, that is the name of the band. And thank you to Lee of Wall of Sound PR, who sent me an email originally back on June 10th, when this actually came out on June 10th. They put out the single House Outside the World. And House Outside the World single is on their forthcoming new album, Some People Have Too Much to Say, which is looking like a September 26th release date. So I imagine another single or two, and if it gets sent my way and I know about them, it'll probably appear somewheres here. Your Heterosexual Violence over on Facebook and your.heterosexual.violence over on Instagram. That was a single, House Outside the World, so let's check it out together now.
It's a strange place I live in, no walls to keep you out. And we're waiting here, biding our time, waiting for nothing. Just living in a house outside the world. I'm living in a house outside the world.
Heterosexual Violence. That was cool stuff. I'm looking forward to checking out that album. I like that sound. Next up, speaking of cool sounds, my pal Christoph, Crazy and the Brains. Did an interview with Christoph. Was episode 277 of August of 2022. So that is this August 3 years ago. I just moved into this house like a couple weeks before we did that interview. That was probably the first interview I did once I moved here. The studio is still over a year away from being constructed and finished, but did the interview then. It was great. I got to see Christoph. I've seen him twice since then. He actually came to Salt Lake City. I think I saw him since then as well at Punk Rock Bowling in a different year, but definitely this year I got to go. He actually appeared with various New Jersey bands jumping on stage and singing, but actually Crazy and the Brains did club show the very first night, same as Mariachi El Bronx. That was awesome. They just put out a new single called Fantasy, Crazy and the Brains, and I think they did like some remixes or something like that and put out essentially like a mixtape, I think. You can go check that out at the Bandcamp too. This single's awesome, though. Came out on June 10th. They're out of Jersey City, New Jersey. Crazy and the Brains on both Instagram and on Facebook from June 10th. Let's get to Fantasy.
Spilling your guts on the floor.
Crazy in the Brains, That's Fantasy. I love the energy in that song. It's so good. I am willing to say right now, I mean, I'd have to really go back through and listen to the discography, but that's my new favorite Crazy in the Brains track. And not like of the new songs, it's my favorite. Like going throughout, that might be. And so for me, getting better every time, or the best is yet to come, whatever, however you want to look at it. So good, though. I love Fantasy. That was Crazy in the Brains. Next up, we're going to head to Rosario in Argentina for the band Tensión, one of the, I don't know, three or four different Tensión bands that we play. And I don't mean that negatively. I just mean, I got to clarify, that way you know which one it is. It's not the one from Spain. Not, I think there's one or two from the United States. There's a handful, so got to make sure you know. This is the one from Argentina. They started in 2013. They just released a new mini LP called Nuevo Movimiento. And that came out on June 13th. Tensión over on Facebook. I know that might not help, but that's where you'll find them. And at Tensión y Punk over on Instagram. That one will probably be a little easier. Otra Ciudad, because I'll be playing this probably on the next post-punk, synth-punk episode we do. Something else from this, but on this episode, we are going to check out Otra Ciudad. So here goes. Ciudad. Go check out the rest of Nuevo Movimiento. But like I said, I'll be playing something else in the next month or so when we get to that next post-punk, synth-punk, cold wave, you know, the things episode. Next up here, though, we're heading to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for the band Bedlam Hour. They just put out a new single called Welcome to Our Show. Came out on June 13th, and they are found Bedlam Hour on Facebook and a Bedlam Hour official over on Instagram. Most of the bands that we play here, not all, but most, you can find over on Bandcamp too, which means you can go follow them there. They can do updates. There's community pages, merch pages, all sorts of shit like that that you can check out on Bandcamp. And yes, as much as I talk about Bandcamp, you'd think they'd be paying me something. Not that I'm asking that they do. I'm just pointing out I understand that I do talk enough about it and I don't get paid anything for it because they don't even ask me to do it. I just do it because I think it's a good place. It seems from what some people say that is one of the better places to sell stuff because it kind of, you know, again, it has that social effect where it brings people together. But then also the percentages they take are less from what I hear than others such as, you know, Amazon Music, Apple Music, iTunes, obviously streaming music on Spotify or Apple Music, stuff like that. You get a lot less there, but to go purchase digital music and then the bands can also sell their other stuff there without having to start their own page. But I guess if you have the ability to go start your own page, you take even less. It's nice that they do the Bandcamp Fridays. I don't remember when the next one is. It's either August or September. So be on the lookout for that. You can always throw stuff, click on the wish list, and then when Bandcamp Friday comes, go through the wish list and go support some bands on that day if you're so inclined. Next up, though, let's get to that Bedlam Hour track. Let's see. What did I say it was? Bedlam Hour, welcome to our show. Here goes. Welcome to our show. That sounds like a great song to kick off a show to. So why not personally write? I'm not saying they're doing this. I don't know. I haven't seen them play yet. But write a song like that. It's a little short, about a minute and a half, and you can kick off your show just like that. I like it. Bedlam Hour from Myrtle Beach. Let's head up the coast a little bit to Brooklyn, New York for the band Cash Bribe. On June 13th, they released Demonomics. Got an email on May 30th and June 13th from Mike of Earshot Media. So when one of the singles came out on May 30th and then on the actual release date of the release, Demonomics. So shout out to Mike. Thank you. Lyrically, Demonomics takes aim at the crushing grip of the billionaire class and the systems designed to keep the rest of us complacent. It's a raw, unfiltered critique set to some of the band's hardest-hitting material yet. Find them at Cash X Bribe on Facebook and at Cash Bribe over on Instagram. Thank you again, Mike. We are going to get to the track Death Tax. So here we go with Cash Bribe.
Let's go.
Indeed, that was heavy. That was Cash Bribe. Death Tax was that track. Go check out the rest of Demonomics. Next up, we are going to head from Brooklyn to Luleå in Sweden for Chanslans Partisan. They put out a new single. They put out a lot of releases, it seems like, in the last couple of years. So way to beat them. Very active. The name of that single, Dom Ska Aldrig Passera R. And I'm sure I did a terrible job because I've never been good at most of these languages. But according to Google Translate in Swedish, it is...
Dom ska aldrig passera här.
Här. All right, maybe I was kind of close. Closish. You might have, if you knew Swedish, you might have been like, I sound stupid, but you might have got it a little bit. Anyway, they should never pass here is the English translation of that track. You can find the band at Chanslans Partisan on Facebook and over on Instagram if you would like. June 18th is when that single came out. The band's name, I think I'm pronouncing right, but it is K-A-N-S-L-A-N-S, Partisan, if you are trying to look them up. Which you can find them on their Bandcamp page. Let's get to that track. Chanslans Partisan from Luleå. We're going to head back to the States. We'll go East Coast and then the West Coast and then somewhere in the middle, it looks like. I got a few other U.S. bands throughout the rest. First is out of Boston, Massachusetts, the Dogmatics, who you can find on Rumbar Records. They also started in 1981. Congratulations. We have a few bands that started a long time ago and still putting out stuff. That's awesome. They put out a new single called You've Got What I Want. You've Got What I Want. That's the name of the single. Came out on June 20th on Rumbar Records. At The Dogmatics on both Instagram and over on Facebook. Let's check out that new single from The Dogmatics. Remember, go over to Rumbar if you like. They have a lot of cool garage punk and stuff, kind of in that vein, punk rock and roll kind of stuff. They've been killing it. They just putting large quantities out. It's awesome. So here's another one of them. It's The Dogmatics. The Dogmatics. Go check them out. That song's lots of fun, and there's a lot of other great stuff over on Rumbar Records to check out. Next up, got another email. We got several, as you would have heard. I think it was it last weekend? Yeah, we did the pop punk, so I got a lot of stuff on that was shared with me from Mike of Earshot Media, and we just included Cash Bribe. Now we're going to include Mutt, M-U-T-T, Mutt, who are found at Mutt, M-U, or sorry, M.U.T. I think I'm getting that goofed up. M.U.T. underscore. Mutt with the dots and an underscore. Anyway, June 6th, Mike sent this over. I think it was the single, the title track, Toughest Street in Town. Toughest Street in Town. The album actually came out on June 20th, but I think as a single, that track came over when that email sent. The band are formed by members of the critically acclaimed Culture Abuse, and their new album features a gritty tribute to the city that raised them, that's San Francisco. Remember I said we're going from the East Coast to the West Coast. Equal parts Danger Zone and Inspiration. We're going to do the title track, Toughest Street in Town, so let's get to it. Here is Mutt. We'll be right back. toughest street in town. It also features a handful of 2025 remasters of some other tracks from the band. So go check out the, again, title of the band, or the album rather, is the same as the title of the track. It's Toughest Street in Town. As I said earlier, we're going to head from the east to the west to the somewhat central, I suppose. Wyoming's not quite central, but more central than the others. And we're going there for the band Teenage Bottle Rocket, who just dropped their second single from their forthcoming album. That single's called Postmortem Depression. They dropped it on the 20th. It's on Pirates Press, so will the full length called Ready to Roll, which also comes out on September 12th. Of 2025. And I say also, if you were listening to that interview I was just talking about, I was talking with Mark of Booze and Glory. Well, Booze and Glory's new full length also comes out on September 12th and will also be out through Pirates Press, at least here in the Americas. They'll be on a German label, I believe, over in Europe. The band are found at Teenage Bottle Rocket Official on Facebook and at Teenage Bottle Rocket over on Instagram. They're out of Laramie. I don't remember if I told you. I said we're kind of close to Central. Well, Laramie, Wyoming. Let's get to the new single from Teenage Bottle Rocket, Postmortem Depression. Not as poppy or high energy as Teenage Bottle Rocket still is. I mean, that's maybe not quite as low energy, I'm sure, as they can go, but that's maybe one of the lower or slower songs. And it's still very cool. It's got great artwork to go along with the single. Be ready for Ready to Roll when it comes out in a little more than 2 months. Next up, we're getting to the band Davila 666. That band, rather, came out, I'm stumbling, It's getting close to the end of the show, I suppose. Davila 666 from San Juan, Puerto Rico. June 20th, they put out a self-titled EP. They started in 2005, and you can find them at Davila X 666 over on Facebook and at Davila underscore 666 over on Instagram, so you can check them out there. We're going to check out one of, I think there was four or five tracks, I forget now, on that EP, but Tripa is the track that we are going to get to. So here we go with Davila 666. Davila 666, that was Tripa. Go check out that self-titled EP. Next up, we're getting to a band from Pittsburgh. Yep, heading back, north of San Juan anyway, quite a bit north. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The band The Cheats put out Old Rats on a new ship on June 21st. Started his band way back in 2001. We played some older stuff from him back when we did Pennsylvania. Got an email on April 25th, so it's been a while. I've had this for a while, been waiting to play it. I think I put it, on a list and forgot, and I'm glad that it was on the correct list. So now we're going to play it now that it's out. So thank you, Eric, for sharing that. at the Cheats PGH over on Facebook and at the Cheats 666 over on Instagram. There's a handful of tracks. It's a full length. So when I say handful, I guess there's two handfuls of tracks there. We're going to check out the track, "The Only Thing I'm Fucking Is Up." So it's a great track too. But there's a lot of other cool ones. So go check out Old Rats on a New Ship. Here are the Cheats. The Only Thing I'm Fucking Is Up. Great stuff from them. Go check out Old Rats on a New Ship. It's a full length. And next we've got the Ladies of Made of Ace. They're out of Hastings in the UK. They're actually doing a European tour, I believe, at the beginning of this month. So go over to Made of Ace on Facebook or Made underscore of underscore Ace on Instagram and check out and see when they're going to be in your town. I think they're playing a couple shows with the Drowns as well, doing some festivals. So look and see. If you get to see them, I got to see them at Punk Rock Bowling this year. It was great. They are awesome. If you didn't know it, they're all siblings, four sisters. They started way back in 2005 over there in the south coast of the UK in Hastings. Their new single is called "These Are the Days." You can find it on their Bandcamp. And we are going to check that new single out now. Here goes.
Yeah!
These Are the Days. And if you go look at the artwork for it, there's a car. And maybe that's in reference to that car there, that at the end. Anyway, get a chance, go see them. They're great live. They are from Hastings. The next one's only a mini LP, I think 8 tracks on the next release. The Mankey Melters out of Sellestadt in France. They just put out Carry on June 26th. A lot of these are obviously much newer as we get through the month. At the Mankey Melters over on Facebook and the Mankey Melters as well over on Instagram. We are going to throw on the title track next time we do like the Celtic punk, folk punk type episode. We'll probably have something from this on there as well, but we're going to check something out from it now, which is the title track, Carry On. Here goes. In the mood for violin and a banjo on top of all that great stuff from the Mankey Melters. We're gonna let that lead us into some other instruments, like some horns from Fishbone, who just dropped a new album called Stockholm Syndrome. They just released that on June 27th, and the next and final 3 releases of this episode also came out on June 27th. So everything else June 27th. If you don't know, for some reason, well, Fishbone started way back in 1979. Like I said, bands that had started a long time ago and still doing it. They're still out of Los Angeles. Find them at Fishbone Music on Facebook and at Fishbone Soldier over on Instagram. We are going to get into one of the more, I want to say upbeat, like faster tempo. Definitely has some horns. It's Adolescent Regressive Behavior. So let's do it. Here's some new stuff from Fishbone. We'll be right back. such a fun song, man. Adolescent Regressive Behavior, and obviously a message in all of the tracks. That's how they do. But that's New Fishbone off of Stockholm Syndrome. Next up, we're going to play something from Aerial Salad. ROI, I think, was their last full length that came out. Well, ROI, Roi de l'Herbe, is a new 5-track EP from the band. They're from Manchester in the UK. It's found on Venn, V-E-N-N Records, just like their last release. Aerial Salad Band over on Facebook and Aerial _ Salad on Instagram. Of the 5 tracks, we're going to check out together Inject Your Blood, but I recommend checking out the rest of that EP. It's a good EP. Let's get to Aerial Salad. Your Blood. What a cool track. Again, I recommend you go check out the rest of that EP. It's very cool. Next up, we've got the band Body Maintenance. They're out on Drunken Sailor Records. That's how I come across them. You can go over to Body Maintenance Bandcamp page or to Drunken Sailor's Bandcamp page and find the release there on either. They're from Melbourne in Australia. Far From Here was the LP that came out on the 27th. They do have an Instagram, so you can go there as well. @ Body Maintenance. They got a cool sound. New band for me, but it looks like they had at least one other release, I believe. I'll have to go double check that, but I know there's at least one other. The track that we're going to check out from the new release is called Broken Sculptures. Here's Body Maintenance.
We'll be right back.
post-punk there. That was Body Maintenance. We'll probably be playing that on that post-punk, synth-punk episode two. Something else from that release, but feel free to go check that out, as you should over on Bandcamp, either Drunken Sailor Records or Body Maintenance's Bandcamp. We're going to wrap this up with something probably not new, but kind of new. I don't know. The band is Intouchables. They are from France. They're from 1982 and maybe a little before, somewhere in that neighborhood. That was when their only release came out. But through Chameleon Records and Vinyl Vidivici Records, a 9-track unreleased album comes out, Beat of the Street. So go over to Chameleon Records on Bandcamp. You can find it there. I recommend it. It's really cool. I think there's a lot of cool sounds and stuff like that. They are 9 unreleased tracks, so I think they're new as far as having access to them and access to listen to them. But again, they're unreleased from 1982, so it wasn't like they just newly made them. But I'm going to leave you with that. I don't know if I will get to the next one or not. I think that we're going to have to get to the other two episodes probably tomorrow on Sunday, but hopefully you enjoyed these. If I do get a chance, I will try to get one more of them out today, but others will probably come out tomorrow. Next up, we've got Varian from Intouchables. We'll end it here, and we'll catch you on the next one.